Welcome to No Days Off Entertainment TV podcast. Early in the morning on a Saturday. We're going to get right into it. Nicki Minaj just dropped the Queen. That thing is buzzing all over Twitter. Like flies on shit. Especially this song that's supposed to be called Barbie Dreams, where she comes at DJ Khaled and she comes at Meek Mill. I'm not going to really get into that. That's another topic that we're going to get into later. But one of the funniest shits that I was watching was that Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweets Hip Hop Edition. That shit was funny last night. Like, super funny.
I don't think anyone deserves to be kicked in the balls in any circumstances. I think that you should take these violent thoughts.
But it was really like,
place your energy somewhere a little more.
It's what people really think about people. Like, they just say some off the wall shit.
If you're still rocking braids this year.
Yes, I still have my braids. They're never going anywhere. And they're not gonna grow. It's fine.
Just when you think maybe the world is gonna be okay, Big Sean comes out with a new piece of song.
I feel like Remy Ma physically fights her beats. Like, she can't rap on beat to save her life. Remy Ma also physically fights people that talk on Twitter. Like,
Remy Ma went there though. She was,
I wish I could make music like Ray Sherman and make millions of dollars for it. I mean,
give it a try.
Anderson Paak looks like his own cousin, to be honest.
I don't even know why he's on there.
Yo, DJ Khaled, focus on getting your fat ass in shape, God. You can't aspire people to be great when you haven't seen it in years.
Imagine a pile of, but then that pile of takes it. That's what Trippy Red looks like.
Tyler Yeager has a small penis with no real talent whatsoever.
Like, they was,
Aquafina has the voice of a 58-year-old divorce attorney. Bitch, I know.
Logic is the worst rapper of all time. Paula Deen can rap better.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Leilani's hair looks like licorice, and his teeth looks like,
even Lil Yachty read his shit, it didn't sound right.
I just farted and it smells like Wale's entire discography. Must be eating curry goat.
Ty Dolla $ign looks like the crab from Moana.
The metaphor is so big, all his songs count as a duet.
Lil Wayne is what happens when you pour Four Loko on a gremlin.
That's funny as shit. Now that was funny.
Music or not, I'm doing way better than you.
Now, if you don't know, that was Jimmy Kimmel's hip hop tweets, where artists go through and they read their tweets about themselves. Some of that shit was funny, and then some of that stuff that didn't make sense. But that brings up the topic of the internet. Man, people on the internet just say any fucking thing, bro. Like, it's not like you're going to see every single body that sends you a bad tweet or a caption or anything else. I don't think that shit should bother you. Captions don't even bother me. I wouldn't let nothing like that bother me. At the end of the day, bro, you know you. But if you don't have nobody hating on you or showing no type of envy or jealousy, you ain't getting nowhere. Because nobody's talking bad about you for people to even go check you out. You know what I mean? Bad energy leads to good energy if it's done right. ASAP. No Days Off Entertainment TV. Check it out. We'll be back with more topics, more music.